get out and mentor.
There shined a shiny demon.
How long have you been training to be a prat?
You can't move.
Why can't I move?
You're paralyzed.
Ohatmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amélie,
Isabelle,
Natalie,
Elise,
José,
Shotgun.
Mentor to Mesmero.
Whoa.
Oh.
Mentor, the ruler of the Eternals on Titan, which makes him Thanos' opposite number in the comics, but also, plot twist, Thanos' father. So yeah, Mentor basically settled Saturn's moon Titan with his wife and over the millennia, populated it. But after Thanos' birth, he was pretty much stuck defending the colony from his mutant, depraved son. It got so bad, the population of Titan dropped to a mere 17 Eternals, as Thanos killed as many of his relatives as he could. At this point, though, Thanos is dead and Mentor governs a peaceful moon. He has many of the usual Eternal powers, strength and vulnerability, long life, throwing cosmic energy around, and flight. As a leader, he never gave in to hopelessness, even when things got rough. He is wise and uses his position constructively. Shown blasting Thanos' followers with both Star Fox, his other son, and Captain Mar-Vell at his side.
He's hot.
What's the difference between Captain Mar-Vell and Captain Marvel?
Captain Mar-Vell is Captain Marvel. He's the first of Marvel's Captain Marvels, but definitely not the last.
Apparently I missed that memo. Nonetheless, Silver Fox hot.
Is it just me that's like not into it?
I don't hate his face. I hate the costume.
Yeah, I don't love the costume either.
I think what's bothering me the most, there are two things. First of all, the lack of shoes. It's just his pants continuing, but it has the shape of a shoe. So that's disturbing me. And the other thing is, why is your cape shorter than your loincloth?
He does seem to have gotten the cape in a toddler department.
But the collar's so tall.
Yeah, he used all the material from the bottom for the collar, you see.
I hate when I put my collar seam at the wrong place.
I don't know. I find he looks too serious, kind of bored. Like, I don't find him attractive because of that. If he would give us a smile, but also, like, he's lived a lot, so maybe that's hard.
His child is Thanos.
I would feel like failure. Sorry.
I feel like he's got the face of someone who'd be a swinger. I don't know why.
Do swingers have specific faces?
Yeah. Older but handsome.
Kind of looks like he'd be like he would make a lot of money at a casino.
And with those legs, yes, you need to be a swinger or a dancer.
But why is the loincloth so thin?
Why is it there to begin with?
Yeah, it is so weird.
So your eyes goes there. And then the legs.
It kind of looks like it's a big zipper.
Oh, God. It does have that kind of a shape.
Yeah, right?
I wish it really was just a giant zipper pulling it down.
And then behind it, a really tiny dick.
I mean, let me tell you, if I would go on a date with him and that was the zipper, you'd all hear about it. Like, come on. That's
I mean, it's all with, you know, how you use it, right? He populated a whole planet. No. So,
true. You know. Well, maybe his penis has like a tiny cape as well.
And does he also have a tiny zipper?
Yes. It's just like, this, like those dolls. Just the
Russian dolls?
Yeah.
He looks horrifying. Like he smells like an old man. But not like old man, but like, I don't know, like 40 to 55 that wears a specific type of cologne. He looks like he wears dad cologne.
Like those candles from Bath and Body Works that are like men. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's called like flannel or something.
Yeah. Mahogany teak wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Driftwood. forest.
He does look like the kind of person that has like a very nice bathrobe and just like a glass for bourbon just on display.
Oh, he definitely looks like someone who takes good care of his appearance and really like takes time to just enjoy and relax and take a bubble bath and
a lot of redwood in his house.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. That is wood. My aesthetic.
What's the commercial with the guy? When I, I always, oh.
Is it the handsomest man in the world?
Yes, that dude.
Most interesting.
That dude. Dosa Queen.
Not a sponsor. Other beers are available.
The giant library with leather chairs vibe.
Oh, yeah.
A fireplace, the family crest on top of the fireplace, too.
He has a liquor cabinet at work.
Oh, is it like that globe? You know, like those globes that open?
Oh, yes. Nice.
I dream of having one.
I feel like he enjoys the finer things in life. And I feel like I am one of the finer things in life.
Yeah.
Truly.
We all are.
What kind of people do for dates? I feel like you'd only see like images of them being married at home.
What do old people do for dates?
Well, like ritzy, fancy people.
They swing.
No, they fly to the Hamptons or something.
Can we fly to another planet? He can do that. He can get that range, right?
Yes, I was interested in looking if like to make sure that the Queen of Titan was dead. She is.
The dates I imagine he would bring us on, it's like, you'd get to his mansion and it's like, oh yes, come this way to my vineyard. What is that? A horse? Let's go horseback riding on the beach. What's this? My plane? Let's go take a ride on my plane. And it's like, just one thing after the other, just getting better and better somehow.
That just sounds like the...
Bachelor?
No, it's the commercials. The
Old Spice?
Old Spice commercials.
I'm not a sponsor.
I mean, he's just like plugged into television right now.
She's like, I'm going to get us a brand deal.
Just sponsored by Old Men Sense and Beer.
So is Mentor hot or not?
I forgot. Is he a good ruler? I completely got distracted by the cape.
I really like his sleeve, so hot.
It's funny to have such loose sleeve, but such tight pants. Honestly, I would love to see what it does for his butt.
It would be hidden anyways. There's a flap on the other side.
Yeah, well, it's so tiny. It's basically just in the crack.
It's another zipper. Zip it down, but right away. I love
butt
it.
But right away.
New hashtag.
Can I get that on a shirt?
To be honest, I said hot before I zoomed in, and now I see he looks like my uncle who likes to be mean to people. I take back my hot because I can't unsee his resemblance to my Manonk.
What does he do on his free time? He looks like a good cook.
My Manok is a good cook.
I think hot, except the color is very stupid and I hate it. But beyond that, it's okay.
Almost like a dog cone.
Yeah, truly. Like, imagine cone of shame. Your peripheral vision in that. Like, that just sucks.
Well, you don't need eyes. You're a king. You have people to see for you.
But it's a good thing. Fair. If you're on a date with him and it's not going too well, you just let him walk in front and then you disappear. And he will never know where you went.
I'm a starfish mentor.
I'm a big brother.
It doesn't matter what you call yourself.
It doesn't matter what you do.
Be a mentor.
Oh, God.
Mephisto. Though the Marvel Universe has many demonic beings, the one most like the biblical devil is Mephisto, and he's also the most used. He's even had his own miniseries where he was manipulating superheroes so they'd make a deal with him. He's gone after the souls of the Silver Surfer by offering him his wife back, the Fantastic Four's little boy, Daredevil, Thor, and others. He's basically Satan, so his magical powers are off the scale, and he controls hordes of demons. But he can't read or take control of a human being's mind unless they give him permission. We got free will and he can't take that away from us. The Great Deceiver likes complicated plans and always comes out on top in any deal he makes. He's pictured on his throne, laughing maniacally and mostly fighting the Silver Surfer.
So today is all about capes and long cloth.
Yeah, but that's what I was going to say. Like, he's also got a high collar. He's also got a loincloth, but I feel like he's rocking it.
Yes, yeah. the length already gives it a lot more to work with.
The loincloth being with the curve of his, like, sexy hip bone muscle.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't look at the face, hello. If I look at the face, a little scared.
Yeah. Understandable.
Amelie will either love this or hate this.
Okay, Amelie? The body's really hot. I agree with the loincloth situation. The shape, the vibe, it's great. The face is absolutely terrible and I hate it. No, but how did he make me not like a devil character?
It's
really not good. It's not good. The face is horrible. I hate it.
Honestly, me, it's the image where he's like really big and the fire below. That looks like a spitting image of the final song in Fantasia the movie.
The main image, it looks like he has fangs, but also the mouth stretchy game thing that you put in your mouth to like hold the thighs. He's got like a weirdly rectangle with, you know, rounded edges mouth.
Me, it's the pointy nose and the pointy ears and pointy eyes that don't have pupils.
Yeah.
There's a lot of points, like receding hairline, is it no widow's peak? It's not devil's peak.
Well, in this case, maybe, I guess.
I mean, yeah, but is that a mullet?
The hair is so bad. Why is it so randomly short and long?
I mean, in hell, there's maybe no mirrors.
Am I wrong? The like doll in Rugrats.
Cynthia?
Yes. Doesn't she have like crazy hair like this?
Yeah. She has two like pony things.
Yes. Okay.
Parts. Yeah.
Very Cynthia vibes.
Yeah.
Again, I zoomed in on the image, cropped the head out, and it's really good. It's really a shame that they had such good with such bad.
I keep moving it up on my phone so that I only see the bottom. I'm like, damn.
He's the devil. Can't he like change his face? I feel like that would be.
Yes, he can change his appearance. He can change his height and his weight and his look.
And then this is what he chose.
He chooses this.
I guess this is his basic look.
He chose this for the pictures?
Oh my God. I love to imagine that like the main photos are all like school picture day type things where like every person comes into the studio and then they're like, okay, do your pose.
That's what I've been imagining all this.
That's hilarious. This time.
That's delightful. I just wish that they had like those background. So he'd be like, just like brick. Or like
the laser effects.
Sears background.
Ooh. Well, can somebody please Photoshop that? I would like that.
Yes.
Like, I do find it interesting. It might be intentional that his bottom half is super sexy and the rest is repulsive. Because it kind of evokes the juxtaposition of evil, and sometimes you're seduced by evil, but it's really, really ugly when you look at it from a complete point of view, right? Or maybe whoever drew him just rocks at drawing really sexy bodies.
Look at those abs.
Oh, I could read cheese on that. I can't get over it.
We see a lot of like really fit people, but like I have to admit that this feels different. Like, I don't know if it's the artist.
It's a little bit porny.
I don't disagree. Best body we've seen. Maybe it's because there are curves more.
Yeah,
and we're all more into like the curvy things.
I think
maybe
it's
the movement. I don't know.
I don't think that the average drawing highlights the V as much. I think that's what it is.
I think you're normally right.
They sort of cut it off at the belly button or maybe just a tinge lower, but I don't think they go that far normally. I think it's because of the V.
Yeah.
If it was more square, yeah.
Yeah.
But also I find that this one looks a bit more proportional. Like, it's not overly muscly. Like, it's not those muscles where it's like, I'm scared for you to hug me.
And I think like the type of like fabric gives like movement to this. You can feel the movement in like his clothes.
And he looks awesome on that chair. It just looks good. Makes it look good.
Man spreading like that. When I saw Mephisto, my reaction was, ugh, again. And this is the first time I've ever seen him. But the internet is so obsessed with seeing him in every single MCU movie or show that really? I'm already tired of hearing of him.
I've never seen him.
He's never the one, but what Shotgun's saying is that fans have been calling for, okay, this movie, it's going to be Mephisto, but he never is.
Even in WandaVision, every Things You Missed videos, it'll be like, oh, we think they're hinting at this, and it's always pointing at Mephisto.
Well, is Mephisto hot or not? Remember, he's the biblical devil.
Okay.
As if that would stop us.
Yeah, it's really...
Yeah. Wait, you mean that the biblical devil that took a snake form? I like snakes. I'm talking about penises.
My big question is, being a shapeshifter, could he have a more handsome face for all the time that we're dating? Because in my mind, I'll die before him. But for that whole entire time, can he just have a different face?
He's so mean, though. He deserves it.
I love that you think you'll die before the devil.
Maybe he'll make me eternal.
At the cost of your soul.
Which, you know what? For that pelvis, sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Will you settle for my heart instead?
And I like to imagine the butt that goes with that pelvis.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He has to have a good butt.
Guys, lockdown's getting to me.
He has that
Can we move on?
No. All right, I'll have to hot him. This drawing is really good, and the devil's in the details.
What does the devil do for a date?
Wow, that's a lot of D's.
Yeah. You know what? Exactly. Probably a lot of D's.
No, he brings you along the river of molten lava, and he's like, yes, these are my flaming trees, and look at here, we have a boat to go on the river. And then we go on the river, and it's all nice, and then a lot of D's happens. After.
I feel like he'd be the kind to ask Perfect. You, like, so what's the worst thing you've ever done?
Oh, true, true. And then he laughs because it's like one time you stole like a paperclip.
So you did graffiti. Interesting.
Needless to say, the beast was stunned. A whip crack went his rumpet tail, and the beast was done. He asked us, be you angels? And we said, nay, we are but men, rock.
Whoa.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Merlin. So another character, like the devil, I guess, is in the public domain. Merlin is the wizard from Arthurian myth, which all happened in the Marvel Universe. But the entry also covers two other Merlins. One is a man who found a blood gem that made him immortal 10,000 years ago and who took on many identities over the centuries. As fake Merlin, he fought Thor, among others, in the current day and died when the gem was destroyed. The third Merlin is an alien being from another dimension who may actually be the same as the original Merlin, whose task it is to protect the multiverse. He's the Merlin who gave Captain Britain his powers. This Merlin died, but is still around as an astral being. Merlin 1 and 3, who we'll say are the same person, okay, keeps an air of mystery about him to confuse his enemies. He's also known for his sharp tongue and sarcastic wit. He can see the future, which depresses him because you can't fight destiny. He's pictured as a bodiless entity speaking to Captains America and Britain, casting spells that create the Black Knight's ebony blade, at Stonehenge appearing to Brian Braddock before he makes him Captain Britain. And that top one there is Thor versus the fake Merlin.
You're telling me that they couldn't tell it was fake when he was wearing that outfit? It has to have moons and stars on the robe. Clearly, he's a magician.
That's what they do, right? That's what they do.
That's what the Disney one on has TV. That, right?
I'm so confused with all the Merlins.
Well, just think of it as... Just think of it as one Merlin. He was the one in Camelot, and in the present day, he's sort of manipulating things to make Captain Britain happen. But he's basically the same guy. And the fake Merlin, well, we can...
He looks stupid.
Yeah.
When you say in the present day, like, does he like chill in that outfit, or does he like wear jeans?
Well, in the present day, he's just a face in the sky.
Yeah. The beard that becomes clouds is something to behold.
It's so strange. Cloud beard is just such a phenomenon.
I kind of like it.
I love it, but I also hate it.
It kind of looks like when you put like a hole in a giant sheet and you just like stick your head and it's just the rest is just around you.
You know, when you do that.
The very common activity.
What you do on your free time is your business, but what I do is mine.
In a world where we've spent 2.5 years of being talking heads, I think I can confirm that he's wearing sweatpants.
I'm kind of like disappointed that there are no capes nor loincloth right now.
His outfit, like the main picture, like the school picture one, he looks pretty good though. I like the cane, I like the hat, the beard, the look looks fierce, his little sword and lighter finger, I guess.
Lighter finger. I'm not a big fan of the hat. It looks like those hats that people wore as a... Was it a dunce?
Dunce.
Yeah. Yeah.
The hat's a little too pointy.
Do you remember when we were young, or I don't know if this was just my generation, but like dressing as a princess involved a pointy hat like that and like a veil?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. There were also the models where there were two horns and two veils attached together.
It's historical, that's why.
Yeah, it is.
Medieval. Yeah, it's medieval.
I have one from medieval times.
Like a real one?
The restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I mean, yes. He went, traveled through time and...
It's the event thing where you can watch knights joust and...
You've done that?
Yeah, it was great. We went on a school trip when I lived in London, Ontario. And every school from our area also went. So every knight had an assigned school and we all had paper crowns that were associated to that knight. So when the knights won at jousting, they would go see the queen and the king at the head of like the arena, and they would drop down a rose and they would throw a rose into the crowd that was like their crowd. And it was really cool. And then like a dark knight comes out and there's like chainmail that comes down in front of the crowd. And then there's sword fighting and it's so fun.
Catholic school sounds fun.
Catholic school is so much fun.
Man.
Just not at Catholic school. You know.
I really like the whole sarcasm and dry wit thing.
Yeah.
I think he could hang with our crowd any day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Agree.
Or night.
Or Zoom call in the sky as a face.
Night owl.
I guess like astral projection is a little bit like Zoom.
His shoes, they don't look comfortable.
I think they are historical, but I don't like them.
I interpreted them as just ill-knitted socks.
They're just a little pointy. It's like you had like one long toe.
It looks a little bit like foot bindings, like geisha foot bindings, but longer.
That's why it looks so frustrated, like so mean and angry. It's because his feet are hurting.
Do we think he uses beard oil?
Oh,
it's a good beard.
He has a really good beard.
He combs that, he oils it, he cleans it properly.
So in majestic.
In the ebony sword panel, clearly use a straightener once.
Yeah. And he quickly learned that that was a bad idea.
It's not terrible.
No, but it's not good.
He kind of looks like in Lord of the Rings.
Saruman.
Yes, I agree. 100%.
Especially with the straight hair, yeah.
And his other version feels much more like Ian McKellen, to be honest.
And he also has a lot of that sarcasm and dry wit.
I just love an old wizard. Like, I feel like that's just a fun character. More old wizards.
Young wizards. No.
No.
Not as fun.
I was like, imagine if he's not that old, And he's dyeing his hair white so that he looks more majestic.
He's actually just 26.
He's been growing his beard his whole life.
He's just like rehearsed this old man voice, like, oh, do this. It's terrible.
But it's funny you should say that, because in one version of the legend, he grows in reverse.
Oh,
he's getting younger across the story.
He's a Benjamin Button.
In other versions, he's a demon in human form. And, you know, there's been many, many versions of Merlin. And this one, actually, I'm saying this for the peeps at home who are comics nerds. The main picture, the art is by Brian Boland. This is interesting because he's the one who drew Camelot 3000, which is a well-remembered miniseries from DC Comics. So they went and got him to do a Merlin.
That's cool.
The editors here are choosing some artists based on prior work. It's fun.
It does have a different vibe, for sure, than other art that we've seen.
Okay, how are his occupation wizard, prophet, advisor to kings, protector of the universe, and then criminal?
That's Mr. Fake.
Oh, that's the second one. Okay, I understand.
You know what I like? I like a good cane. I feel like if you're going to be like a sassy, bantery kind of old man, you need a cane to like shake at people or like point at things sarcastically.
Yeah. We had like a great, great uncle who was like very, very old, and he had a cane, and people were always like, oh, and be really careful around him, but he would purposefully trip people with his cane.
Asshole. I love it.
He was a delightful old man.
Yeah, and he would do it like at funerals.
It would just be for his enjoyment, 100%.
At that age, do what you enjoy.
I just really like the little belt with the dagger and the little push it that my brain automatically goes to. It's full of dice. But no, what, probably
would
not.
Would it be full of herbs?
What's the
coins?
What's the thing? What's the herb that they pick in Asterix Obelix? Mistletoe. Mistletoe's magic. That works.
Makes people kiss. Magic.
Maybe he's a romantic wizard and he just walks around and makes people kiss.
You see, he has a little fire on his fingers because he's like, I will reignite your flames.
Yeah, he's like, oh. I'm going to light all these candles.
Just lighting candles. It's all he does. He sets the mood everywhere he goes.
Hell yeah. Weirdly, all the candles smell like mentor.
Well, is Merlin hot or not?
Which one?
Well, I think criminal Merlin is a not. We can.
Yeah.
Yes.
Criminal Merlin has terrible boots, so automatically.
Yeah, truly.
He's like wearing Uggs or some shit.
And a silly cape.
Real but Merlin is real super Merlin. Hot. Yeah, man.
Yeah, he's witty. He's funny. I'm sure he's full of like sarcastic sasses. He's got a great beard.
I'm not attracted to him, but I really, really want him to like me and approve of me.
I have a good friend whose dad is like really a lot older. And we went to visit them in Quebec one year. And my boyfriend was amazed by this much older man with so much class and going into a restaurant and just kind of, obviously the waiters were just very like taken by him and didn't want to disappoint him. And my boyfriend was just so amazed by just the aura. And he's like a wizard.
I think that could be Monsieur Luc in the future.
He would love to be an old wizard.
Because old wizards are better than young wizards.
I love him.
I have a wand right here, so I'm ready to go.
And he would know like things. Like he would be like, oh, don't eat those mushrooms. Eat those mushrooms.
Hey, and like, I know things. I know things too.
If you still have that pointy princess hat, you're almost a wizard.
I'm Merlin, so I don't know you. No. Yet you called me friend. That was my mistake.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. I'd never have a friend who could be such an ass.
Oh no.
You're going to hate this one, Nat.
Yeah, I don't like him already.
But there's a cape!
Mesmero. Not much is known about the mutant called Mesmero, except that he has hypnotic powers. He once convinced the X-Men they were all part of a circus act, but was defeated by the Beast. He was later working as a stage hypnotist, but up to no good, and that time defeated by Spider-Man. He's pretty much your basic arrogant villain who thinks he can't be beat until he is. He uses his powers to humiliate people or cause them pain. Pictured using his power on the Beast, note also the coloring error that makes him look African-American. He may be, I don't know, but his skin is normally green and his eyes red irises in yellow. So it's another mind manipulator, which, you know, last time Nat said enough, but this M issue has a lot of them.
I hate it.
Why does this color look like a pencil sharpener?
Why does his hat look like it's got teeth?
Right? It's like a mouth with teeth, just like... Ugh.
I really hate most things about this look. It's one of those where you're just like, where do my eyes go?
So is the green supposed to be his skin color? Like, is he, yes. Is he like naked? He's bare-legged.
He's also dressed in green.
Oh really?
And it's the same shade as his face. How convenient. Weird.
Why would you do that though? It just washes you out.
You wear flesh colored underwear under something.
It's a flesh colored bodysuit. That's a commitment. For like a world where half people are naked anyways, like why not just be naked?
Maybe he gets cold easily.
Well, he's wearing like a mini skirt. Maybe it's not very comfortable naked or something.
Or maybe it would be comfortable enough, but it would, you know, it would give away the fact that there's not much to hide. Because it's really mini.
I can't decide if I like the M or not. It's just like, it's kind of bubble letters. Yeah,
I kind of like the look of it. I just don't like that it's there. Like, it looks weird to have that. And it's so big.
I hate it. I hate the shape. I hate how big the belt is. It's very wrestler.
I feel like his head looks too small.
It looks tiny.
No, it doesn't look right.
Well, it almost looks like he had a bigger helmet that he took off. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the only way I can make sense of that collar.
That's
like
not a thing, right?
Astronaut hood thing.
Does this make you feel better about the big high-up collar?
No.
This is just an unfortunate series of choices that were made.
It's like he has like very boring powers. Like it's a very run-of-the-mill, like, oh no, you're gonna make people think they're not what they are. Ooh. But they tried to compensate with an absurd outfit to make him interesting, and it's not working.
I like that it says his marital status is unrevealed. Presumably single. I'm like, yeah, that tracks.
I like that this edition is very like judgy. He's probably single. What's he like again? I've said my catchphrase. What's his personality again?
I said your basic arrogant villain who thinks he can't be beat until he is. Likes to cause people pain and humiliate them.
An asshole, but also a loser.
It angers me to my core. Like somebody who's purposefully like bullying and humiliating somebody else. I hate that. This guy sucks.
As far as villains go, you always like have that kind of villains that are doing bad things because they think it's good for their own or for their family or all. This guy is just an asshole. Like he just wants to see the world burns. He wants to see people suffer. No.
And not even in a fun way.
You know when you want to make people burn and suffer in a fun way?
I mean, imagine you're all part of a circus act. Yeah. That's fun.
I mean, you know, sometimes people have origin stories where Spider-Man pushed them into a pit by accident or something.
That's the origin of Pitman.
But like... This guy, what's your fucking problem?
Should I even ask, is Mesmero hot or not?
No, what you should ask is what we would be in the circus. What's our role in that circus?
Acrobatics.
Yes, clearly for you.
Yeah, Jose, acrobatics for sure. Yay. Everybody else selling tickets?
Yeah. I'm selling popcorn.
Parties.
Someone needs to be the lion tamer.
But that should also be you. You have like 1,000 cats.
No, it's Mike.
It's Mike.
Oh, well, Mike is
normally
right.
I'd say Mike, but he's not really having a good luck with the new cat.
Well, I mean, it's more like a lion.
I would like to have like a cool act, but I realistically can't. Call me a clown?
Well, I could be a clown. I could be a hypnotist. I've hypnotized people before.
Have you?
You what?
Do you guys not know this?
This close to being a Marvel villain right now. This close.
You don't know I used to hypnotize my friends at slumber parties?
What? No way, yo,
I mean, they'd ask me to.
They asked me to. I hope so.
Yeah, she had consent, but...
There was a hypnotist at the school in 9th grade, and my friends were like, whoa, that was cool. You should try hypnotizing us. So I did, and it worked.
They were very suggestible.
Yes, they were. Or I was clearly the alpha leader
or
of that group.
The hypnotist transferred his powers to you in a secret ceremony.
And that's where you become a supervillain.
That's how it happens.
Pushed him in a pit.
Yeah, she...
A pit of despair. Yeah, this guy sucks.
You don't even have to ask a question. It's no, 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 no.
You just dangle a pocket watch in front of people's faces, is that it?
You watch a lot of TV. Now you're feeling very sleepy. We do use focal points sometimes to guide someone into a state of heightened suggestibility. Now, sink into the floor.
Wait.
Sink.
Art credits: Mentor by Jim Starlin, Mephisto by John Buscema, Merlin by Brian Bolland, Mesmero by Walt Simonson.
The Justice League wouldn't help him, so Batman formed a new team. These people of power are all looking for something, be it their past, or a purpose, or simply somewhere to fit in. These are the heroes for a troubled age. They are the Outsiders.
We are the Outsiders!
Covering Mike W. Barr's 1983 series from the very beginning, as they face villains no other team can, like Agent Orange, the Force of July, and the Nuclear Family. Puns. This is The Outcasters, a Batman and the Outsiders podcast. Look for us with The Huntress Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Or listen at our website, thehuntresspodcast.com, and follow us on Twitter at @BatOutcasters. We are the Outcasters, because to live outside the law, you must be honest.
We are the Outsiders!
Female bag.
Ooh. Woo!
Woo! We're talking about episode number 74, Maximus, Mayhem, Medusa, and Mentallo. So here are some comments that you left at fireandwaterpodcast.com. Maximus, first. Mike Dynas says, this guy is bonkers and terrible. I feel this guy plays every sport just once. Tries it, gets beat down, declares everyone is cheating, then takes his ball and goes home. I remember the Paul Jenkins, Jay Lee Inhumans series, because I got to work on the motion comic, Secret Skills from Mike, featured Maximus, and he was not dressed so awesome in that series. He was just a big loser, but no passion for fashion.
But that's the only thing he has.
Captain Entropy says, Maximus, used correctly, is more interesting than he sounds. He has schemes and variable loyalties like Loki, but with extra helpings of crazy and genius.
Wait, just an extra helping of crazy and genius. I'm going to have to add that to my Tinder profile.
Mayhem, Time Priest, says, you know, lots of metahumans in the Marvel comics are homeless. They can't exist in normal society, but have to do something to survive. So yes, homeless metas, Cloak and Dagger being the most prominent ones. So that's sadly the short answer to, can Mayhem have a job? Where does she live? But even Marvel, with its window to the world approach, doesn't dig into that too deeply, as it's super uncomfortable to show and definitely not to glamorize.
I feel like we haven't had Time Priest in a while.
But he's going to be in for this episode, because he crashes every podcast as Mephisto. So if you need like the voice of Mephisto on something, you call Tim Price.
Oh, interesting.
I say when you need the voice of Mephisto. He bothers people until they put the voice
on. Hi, Tim.
Let's talk about Medusa. Ryan Daly was shocked by the question, can she control all the hair on her body? While Mike W. was more surprised that you didn't talk about pubic hair more. You can't win. Chris Franklin says, I never watched the Inhumans TV series because I heard it was so bad. I do recall seeing Medusa spent a good deal of time with her head shaved, which kind of defeats the purpose. Probably much easier on the FX. He also wonders if this was the most universal hot ever.
No.
In 75 episodes.
I mean, it's definitely in the top 10. We were all like on board with this immediately.
We had Armadillo. Classic.
Yeah, but that's like you guys convincing yourselves during, but this was a immediate blast of...
All right, but I mean, technically, we kind of went through that with Merlin today, where we're
not as enthusiastic as Medusa, though.
And you know what? I think it's like it's the style for me does it, like the styling, not even the hair, just like the black belt and the high neck. I still love everything about it, even though I heard from one of our listeners that she was mean.
That's not a deterrent for me.
I did kind of mention it as well, but you just hear what you want to hear. Brian Linton admits, I did watch the short-lived Inhumans TV series, and I really wanted to like it. Unfortunately, I realized the show was off to a bad start when they shaved Medusa's hair in the first episode. It was real early. Yeah, let's depower what should be the coolest character on the show. Great idea. Mike Dinah says, a badass redhead queen, a total hot for me. I'm not a big fan of the Inhumans, but Medusa is the one constant that made me want to read Inhuman stories, her and Lockjaw. Ange is the dissenting voice. He says, I've always been more into Crystal than Medusa. I just imagine her hair being everywhere, clogging the bath drain.
So? Just use a snake. It's fine.
Well, maybe her hair keeps it comes out by itself.
It goes down by itself.
That would be better.
And turning the page to Mentallo, Mike W. says, I knew Mentallo was in trouble when they started laughing at his name.
Yeah, if you have a stupid name, you're really starting with a deficit here.
Mike Dinah says, well, I'm not going to defend this Mort, but at least he looks like he's having fun. And Ange says, definitely the what would Ange wear winner of the episode. I love the utilitarian red jumpsuit, but it is the wild goggles that make it for me. The need for eyewear at work, given the pandemic, has allowed me to buy ridiculous goggles to wear should the clinical scenario call for them. I wish I could have these ones.
I love that. Live your joy.
And I'm not sure if the comment wasn't for this particular episode, so it might be for the next Who's Who episode, or it might have been like in the Twitter things, like little short comments that I haven't put in on this list. But there was somebody who told me that you guys seem to go for the penis really quick. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
No, not really. And then this episode drops. So I
it depends on our mood. Sometimes we're classy, sometimes we're not.
It depends if there's enough to talk about that's not that.
Sometimes it's like the obvious thing to talk about is that penis.
It's not our fault all the time. Sometimes there's like a big arrow pointing at it.
Today there was a giant zipper.
And also far fewer female characters than there are male.
Yeah.
True.
Which is a problem.
Because I was going to say, episode 74, we had half and half. So already there you have two characters where kind of can't talk about penis if there's no penis.
I mean, we could. We just choose not to.
And like most men have penises.
This is true. And some men only have penises going for them.
Some men have penises going against them.
Well, before we go, we have to mention the Fire and Water Podcast Network patron page at patreon.com/FWPodcast. If you like our content, please think about making one-time or monthly donation, even if you don't like the content. I mean, why not? The amount of which will allow you to unlock rewards, like getting on our hot list and getting the girls to throw a custom compliment at you. Going around the table. We need a theme?
Circus themes.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah, Mesmero, Merlin, the devil. It's all very circusy. We need a compliment for Mike Dynas.
So fascinating that he doesn't even need to be weird for people to come and see him and pay to see him.
He's just like in a cage, like, hello.
Sitting at a desk.
Sideshow Mike, just being normal. How about Gene Hendricks?
I don't know why I feel like his voice must be powerful. So to me, he would be like, not the town crier, but the host at the entrance that tried to bring people in.
The carnival barker.
Is that a thing? Is that what it is? It's kind of like an old school club promoter.
Yeah. Well, job, I feel Gene. Like the barker is someone, you know, that's really interesting, intriguing, and can bring people together. So, I feel like that's something Gene is.
Great stuff. Eric.
I'm sure he can flip.
Eric can probably do a flip, maybe.
Do a back flip.
And finally, Monsieur Dirk.
He's also a lion tamer.
Oh, I like the lion tamer idea. But I was going to say that Mr. Dick catapulted himself into our hearts, such as cannon men do in the circus.
Oh. Did you know the first human cannonball was actually a woman?
Oh,
that's cool.
That's what you get. We're working on stupid trivia. Anyway.
Was it like cool? Like, was it her choice? Or was it like, you're small, force her into the cannon?
Yeah.
I think she invented the act.
Nice.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Yeah. And on that note, please say goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
We love you.
Leave us comments wherever you can find the podcast, whether the Fire and Water Network website, the Fire and Water Network Facebook page, or through Twitter. The hashtag is FWPodcasts, plural. We'd love to hear from you about, well, I guess these four characters and concepts, but on the show in general. Until next time, be hot, don't be not.
He kind of looks like my ass, sorry.
Now I see.